welcome to Daily for Tuesday, February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Make sure you buy lots of chocolates and flowers and all those sorts of things to keep the corporate machines going. Not that I'm cynical about Valentine's Day at all. But I digress. It's minus 4 outside. Feels like minus 12. Going down to minus 25. As cold as my heart might be right now, I guess. And your mileage may vary. Be safe out there. Drive safe. It's windy, cold. You know, if you're anywhere in the geographic vicinity of me, I guess. Wherever you are, hopefully it's much warmer and nicer and not blowing snow and looking like we're returning to winter when we had like a week. No, we had more than a week. Sorry. We had like months. People might say, of freaking cold weather. And then Tuesday. It's actually Wednesday. Sorry, update your calendars if you're taking notes at home. And then Tuesday, yesterday, it was up to 1 degree, 1 degree. So we went skating outside and it was glorious. We got to enjoy winter again, the snow and ice and frozen ponds and things like that. But then today it's right back down into the sub-zero, way below sub-zero temperatures. So that's winter in Saskatchewan for you, Canada even, you might say, but definitely where I live, it's we had a few good years of not insanely harsh winters, and then this one has been just brutal. I may have a crappy attitude towards Valentine's Day because I just finished cleaning up a toilet that was overflowing and leaking down into the floor below. Luckily, no actual crap leaked, to my knowledge, but just, you know, toilets being what they are. We've had kind of a rough go of it too with our house. We've had a pilot light on the water heater that's been malfunctioning, so we've had cold water sometimes. Not hot water, I guess. We always have cold water, but not hot water. We had a stove. The broiler element seems to be broken, but works fine in other, when it's not just strictly on broil, which means it's probably like a logic board or something more expensive and not crisp replaceable. That's for sure. And what else? We've had a microwave that died, and after 6 years, had to be replaced. And so luckily, so far, knock on wood or whatever this desk is made of, the water heater seems to have fixed itself after the pilot light needing to be relit manually a few times. Just as we were about to replace it completely, I realized I wasn't pushing down the, it's not the igniter, it's like the allow gas to flow button completely far enough, possibly. And so figured that out, still had to keep lighting the pilot light over and over, and then now suddenly it seems to just have stayed. So I don't have to worry about yet replacing the combustible tube or something. I forget what it's called. It sounds like something from Back to the Future, but it's I can't really think because I'm focusing on the Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups that my wife got me for Valentine's Day that I'm allowing myself to eat once I finish recording this episode. In the previous episode, I was a bit discouraged, and not that I've completely left that place by any means. I'm only about one step removed, 1 foot in outside that door, maybe sometimes, and pretty easy to sort of let myself get to that discouraged place. There's folks around me who are awesome at encouraging me and all that kind of stuff. It's great, and I appreciate that. Sometimes it's just kind of like, I want to see the proof of it in the numbers, whether that's sales numbers or client numbers or viewers or downloads or any of those kinds of things. Kind of just like wanting to see tangible results, not just people saying, hey, you're great at this, you should do this. But I also recognize that part of the deal is showing up for work every day, which I do show up and sit at the desk or stand sometimes. Probably need to stand more often these days. But I don't actually show up and do the work sometimes of whether it's podcasting. I think I'm too widespread. And so the courses part particularly is something that I'm really passionate about and love doing, but I don't know if selling courses is maybe my thing. Maybe I should just be putting them out on YouTube, having fun making things, making the videos, but not worrying about the whole like infrastructure of selling them and stuff like that. And just, you know, keep doing the client work, plugging away there, the mundane work of that, as it may be sometimes. When I say mundane, it's mainly because it's like it's someone else's thing that I'm building into. I don't actually get to like be all in because it's someone else's thing. And so either that limits what I can do because it's their thing, obviously, in terms of decision making, but also in terms of how much time and or money they want to pay me to buy in or go in or do whatever I'm supposed to be doing for their thing. So where I could devote months and months of time into a project, someone helping someone with something, they maybe only have budget or time for a week, let's say. And so I don't get to actually see it through to fruition the way I would envision it, which then has me going back to like the grass is greener side of like, well, maybe I should go work for someone. And then I would be all in on that thing. But again, it's like, well, their thing is their thing. It's not my thing. I leave at 5 o'clock or whatever, you know, I'm not working anymore. I'm punched out, punched the clock, punched whatever. It's been a long time since I've done any of those metaphors. And then they keep living it. I can walk away and just keep, you know, plugging away with podcasting or whatever it may be and not really be all in the same way. So these are my thoughts rolling around in my head. And I don't know who you are that's listening out there. I continue to struggle with the idea that beyond friends and family and random, it's kind of a scattershot of people who seem to be listening out there. I keep plugging away with it. I hope it's somewhat interesting to you. I'm hoping and planning and wanting to show up a little more with this podcast, which is, you know, famous last words for any podcast blog creative person who's like, oh, it's been a long time since I've recorded a vlog for my YouTube channel or whatever. And so I'm back on the chain gang again, working on this thing again, and then, you know, silence for another 2 years. So, that's my fear in any sort of proclamations of like, I'm going to do this every day now going forward for the rest of the month or whatever. I still haven't decided what I'm going to give up for Lent. Lent starts today, and I'll give up giving up on things for Lent. Is that a way of doing it? I don't know. That's my giving up and being discouraged would be a nice way to spin that, I guess. But I know it's tough to just like give it up because it's so fun to be discouraged sometimes. Wallowing is a habit and a lifestyle choice that comes way too naturally for me. So unfortunately, I don't have like a nice little succinct wrap up positive spin on this all because I'm still in the midst of it as always. And sometimes it feels like at episode 235 of this podcast, you'd think I'd be like more on the, okay, I figured some of this stuff out. I'm going to go do that thing that I've been hoping and planning to do, or I'm somewhere further along that road. But that's where the discouragement cycle starts setting in, and starting to think like, well, I haven't really gotten anywhere since 5 years ago when I started my business or whatever. The sort of like the nobody responded to the email I sent, or nobody's watching the video I put up or whatever. And the metrics of social media life are great for marketers and data nerds like myself, but they're also awful for data nerds like myself who let them like seep into my brain a little too heavily. So I think these days I'm stuck in a bit in the like, I have ideas, enthusiasm, excitement, plans for a way to take X and add Y to do, if I could be very vague. But my entrepreneurial heart, as it were, is tired and doesn't want to be broken again, if I can spin this into a Valentine's Day appropriate analogy. And so I just feel like kind of exhausted at the idea of, well, I know I could do this, I could do that, but then look at back at the results and nothing else is working. So why would that start working suddenly? So there's the one part of me that wants to just shutter it all, shut it down, focus in on, you know, get rid of all the things basically, and just shut up and do the client work, the web design work or whatever and stuff like that. But I know there's not like a long term, there's not a huge future there. There's a lot of like pressure from the top, from big companies that are, you know, budgets are being squeezed on their end. And then at the low end, there's a lot more every day, every year, there's a lot more services like Squarespace and Weebly and Wix and whatever that allow you to build your own website. And so there's always sort of that, there's always been that kind of pressure, but it's kind of just like the writing is on the wall that the margins and everything's sort of being squeezed. And so not that next year nobody's going to want to hire me, but 5-10 years down the road, it's the machines are going to replace me basically, I guess is the gist of what I'm feeling. So there's a happy thought. I digress. I hope your Wednesday is going great. I hope you have lots of chocolate and or rice pilafs, whatever you want today. You go get that thing. And we'll see you again on the next episode of Dailyish. Thank you for watching. Well, you can't not watching. Listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the Patreon supporters at patreon.com/iChris. I have been putting out occasional little lenses, videos or snaps or pictures or whatever they're called to that mobile apps that you need. So if you visit patreon.com, I think you can download it or look for it in the app store of your choice. Patreon. is the app, and sign in with your account if you're a Patreon supporter. Then a few little behind the scenes silliness and hijinks will ensue. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day. Don't get snowed in. Bye.